Hi, boys and girls, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been going through the alphabet, but if you've got your Bible ready this morning, let's look up another verse, and today we're thinking about the letter E, and I want you to think about a little verse with me this morning. It's found in Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, so if you can find that, you stand up and read out that verse for me in Romans 14 and verse 12. Where you go. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Each of us, or every one of us, shall give account of himself to God. Boys and girls, in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul is writing to a group of Christians, reminding them, as they continue to judge each other, they must not forget that one day they were each one going to have to give an account of themselves to God. I used to go and visit a lady. She was married to a Christian. She herself wasn't a Christian. But in the course of our conversation, every time it got round to talking about salvation and her need of the Lord Jesus Christ, she used to say to me, well, hold on a moment. There are people that I know who profess to be saved, they profess to be Christians, but they do this and that and the other thing. And I could understand her saying that, and I used to say, well, you must understand too that Christians are not perfect. They're saved sinners. They're not perfect. Oh, she says, I know all about that, but unless I see them stopping this, that, or the other thing, she says, these things don't matter to me. And I said to her one day, do you realize that no matter what you think about other people and how that they live, that one day you must give an account of yourself to God? And she stopped and she thought for a moment. She said, well, you know, I've never thought about it like that. Well, many people don't. I think we're all good at times at judging others. I think it's something we're all good at. We know what's best for them. We know how they ought to be living. We know what exactly they should be doing with their lives. We always seem to be able to put other people right. But sometimes we don't stop to think about ourselves. But this verse today reminds us that we need to do that, because each one of us, or every one of us, shall give account of himself or herself to God. Boys and girls, if you and I are Christians today, that means we're going to have to account for our actions. We're going to have to account for our attitudes. We're going to have to account for our service. We're going to have to account for all the gifts and the talents that God has given to us to use. We're going to have to stand one day and give an account of ourselves. And that ought to make us more determined to give our very best to God and to give it now, because now is the only time that any one of us are guaranteed. Sometimes we sit and we think in terms of life, well, someday I'll do this, someday I'll do that, someday. And it's always someday in the future. But the Bible tells us that you and I can't even boast about tomorrow. It's not ours to claim. So what we do for God, we need to do now, because now is the only time that's guaranteed, and one day we're going to have to give an account of what we're doing for him. Some of us today are not Christians. We've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And sometimes we forget that we have a day of accountability too. We have to give an account of ourselves to God. We'll have to account for our sin. Every last one of them will have to account for that. We'll have to account for those stubborn refusals that we made when we wouldn't come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We'll have to account for wasted opportunities when we sat and thought about spiritual things and those days when we thought, well, I need to become a Christian and someday I will, but that day never, ever came. We'll have to account for all of these things. So you see, there's a day of accountability for every one of us, whether we're saved or whether we're not. The Lord Jesus Christ warned us that we should not stand in judgment on others. And the Apostle Paul told us that we need to take heed to ourselves. So here's a verse today that helps us to do just that. And this verse ought to make us not just think about life, but it ought to make us consider what it is to live in the light of eternity. Every one of us, or each one of us, shall give account of himself to God. And when we come to give that account, you and I can be absolutely sure that the records will have been well kept, and God will know every detail, and we'll have to give account of ourselves. That means you and that means me. Give an account of ourselves to God. Live in the light of eternity, because one day we'll all have to account for it.